Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Thursday, August 11th, 2022. So, did you do the crossword?
Yes, I did.
And what were your thoughts and impressions?
I was pretty much blown away with the theme.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like in awe of that.
Yes.
The puzzle was great. It was not as hard as I thought it was going to be when I first started it.
Mm-hmm.
But then, of course, I did have my
assistant?
Helper, yes.
Your amanuensis?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
It's always good to have an amanuensis.
He helped with some of the clues. I had no idea.
Oh.
And vice versa. So well, we were able to get it done in 21:32.
I was able to get it done in 29:20. Just me helping myself.
I know. That's the only way you do crosswords.
Well, you know. But where did you need help?
Well, we just had quite a few empty spots as we got through about the third of the puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, then we do a few down and then we get a few more across. And
right.
It wasn't any one place like, oh, we just can't get this corner or anything like that. But it just, you know, some of the clues didn't come right away, but eventually we got them.
Yep. And the theme, as you say, was ingenious.
Uh-huh.
Would you want to talk about the theme?
Okay. Well, there were, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different clues that the answers were multiple words.
Mm-hmm.
And as it turned out, the second word in the answer was the first word in the answer in a different language. So 17 across, for example, faultless biblically was without sin. And without in Spanish is S-I-N, sin, I think. But anyway, so the second word was the first word translated into a different language.
Mm-hmm.
Just ingenious. 24 across. Substitute on TV was guest host. I do not speak Czech, but apparently host is Czech for guest. So, and then we had one that was split. 37 and 40 across what's fatefully cast in a quote attributed to Julius Caesar? And the answer was the die. The die is cast. And die, D-I-E, is the in German.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally we had 50, oh no, we had two others, 38 across. This is what I didn't get right away, but bakery container. I put bread bin, but it turned out to be bread pan. And pan or pan is Spanish for bread.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally 50 across, outspoken agitator was firebrand. And apparently brand is Dutch for fire.
Right.
So the revealer clue was 62 across, like the second word in those various answers vis-a-vis the first word, and the answer there was translated.
Yes.
So very, very clever. I don't think I've ever seen a theme like this before.
No, not where they sort of mix languages.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that was, you know, the fact that they, it's a good thing they didn't, and this was by David Tufts, by the way, limit themselves to one language, because that might have made it impossible.
Oh,
but
yeah. Uh-huh.
I guess by having so many languages, it was just possible to I mean, because those were, they really, they didn't sound strained at all, you know, without sin.
No, huh?
Bread pan, yeah. Firebrand. I mean, they all just sounded natural.
Well, even the die, that was...
The die
There's
is
a
cast.
Line in Julius Caesar's
right.
Shakespeare's play that the die is cast.
Mm-hmm.
I never even thinking that the and die are the same word, just two different languages.
Right. Uh-huh. And I did the same thing as you for 38 across bakery container. I went for bread bin
mm-hmm.
as well, but that the B of what would have been bin was foiled by 33 down classic TV kid whose name sounds like two letters of the alphabet. The answer was Opie.
Right. Not Obi.
Not Obi, yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's where we figured out that one was wrong, too.
And I thought they had someone else who was... Oh, yeah, they had, let's see, 27 down, one of the Huxtable kids on 1980s, 90s TV, and that was Theo.
Uh-huh.
So I appreciated that they have at least two TV kids.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if they had... It seems to me they had something else that related to television here. And of course, I'm not going to be able to find it now that I'm looking at it. Four down, title monster in an H.P. Lovecraft story. I guess that does not qualify.
No, but my counterpart knew that one right
Cthulhu.
Away.
No, I don't think I pronounced C-T-H-U-L-H-U. Cthulhu. Mm-hmm. Man, that's hard to say.
Yep.
I have no idea how to if I'm even close.
Yes, but he knew it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't. He also knew 25 across. A competitor with variable skills was a mathlete. So.
Well, they've used that at least a couple of times that I can remember.
It's been in the classroom, yeah. But not with that clue. So.
No, but mm-hmm. I thought competitor with variable skills. That got me thinking about math.
Uh-huh.
And I had math, and it's just like, and then I got the T because 28 down was preceder of Quattro or Chic, and I thought, oh, Tre Chic. So it was the T, and I'm like, and I had the math, and then mm-hmm. two blanks, a T and a blank, and I thought, it's Mathlete. So that was. Next, we're also running into Mathlete, 15 down, constant irritant. For some reason, I thought bugaboo.
Yes, I first put bugaboo, but then it was bugbear.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that I heard that too.
I'm not sure about the difference between a bugaboo and bugbear, but they are both extremely fun to say.
Uh-huh.
Bugaboo. I have a contest to see who what people prefer. Would you rather hear the word bugbear or bugaboo?
Well, I think bugaboo is kind of not just an irritant, but maybe something that kind of is scary.
Well, it's got the word boo in it.
Yeah, I guess maybe that's why I thought that, but I was thinking, yeah, that was like something more scary,
mm-hmm.
something that kept bothering you because you were scared of it.
I see, okay. Next to Bugaboo, they had five down, the Frida Kahlo creations, mm-hmm. Art, A-R-T-E.
Right, yes.
I presume she is an artist.
Yes,
in
she is.
Painter. And her native language is something other than English?
Spanish,
okay. And that's how you say art in Spanish?
I believe A-R-T-E? So, yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's probably not pronounced arty.
No.
Right. That's how much Spanish I know, how to not pronounce things.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. 57 across, just to sort of jump around a bit. Not streamed, say. I thought live. That was my first guess.
Oh, uh-huh.
And then I thought on TV, but it turned out to be on CD.
Right, uh-huh. Yeah, I put live as well, but that didn't jive with 57 across baked Scottish snack,
mm-hmm.
which was an oat cake.
An oat cake. But, you know, it's funny when you think about streamed. I mean, streamed you think about mainly about video, which would be on DVD, not CD, right?
Uh-huh.
No. I don't know.
Both of those are kind of obsolete now.
Well, no, they're still, I mean, CDs and DVDs, I think, are still around, but
mm-hmm.
Not quite as convenient.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I had that 57 across the baked Scottish snack. I'm not sure if you're familiar with oat kale.
No.
But I was for a time because 59 down, the low-carb kind of diet, I had it ending in ETO. And for some reason, I went for Leto, as in Jared Leto.
Oh.
And
well, he might have a diet.
But he probably has a keto diet, uh-huh. not a Leto diet. So, and then it became oat cake,
mm-hmm.
and that helped a lot. And 45 down.
Oh, that's a good clue, yeah.
6 + 6,
mm-hmm.
boxcars.
Boxcars.
Is that that's a poker thing?
No, dice.
Well, I know it's with... Oh, that's right. It would be dice. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, two ones are snake eyes, two sixes are boxcars.
Well, how many more of these numbers do you know? What are two?
That's about it.
What are two
no,
fours?
That's about it.
Two fours, eight.
Squares.
Mm-hmm, yes. Uh huh. I thought 36 down was interesting. Pre-Euro money was lire. Not lira.
Uh-huh.
I think they've used that before, but it surprises me every time because I have no memory to remember these things.
Uh-huh.
It's like, I mean, lira, I think that is the French for reed, but...
I wondered if that was in some country, not Italy. Italy's lira, L-I-R-A, but I was thinking, well, that may be in Greece or Portugal or some other European country. I don't know the name of their monetary.
We may have to research that for the very exciting Fun Fact Friday coming out tomorrow.
That could be a good one, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they also, in the clue itself, they didn't capitalize euro, pre-euro money. But I guess when you'd write dollar, you wouldn't capitalize dollar.
Right.
So that makes sense. Uh-huh. Even though it's named after, euro is named after Europe, which of course it would capitalize. Mm-hmm. 44 cross, adherent of a philosophy of wisdom, justice, let's see, there was
courage and moderation.
Courage and moderation was Stoic. And I thought that was interesting because I think of someone as Stoic as being sort of the strong, silent type.
Yes.
You know, they can endure. But I don't think of them in terms of wisdom, justice, courage, and moderation.
I don't either. But, I mean, there is that philosophy, Stoicism. So maybe those are the tenets of it.
I think they need better PR because I think when you talk to most people and you say Stoic, you don't think justice or courage or moderation. So, yep, definitely they need some Madison Avenue help right there.
Uh-huh.
52 down, Bat Boy was Robin.
Yep.
that was well done.
That was good, yes. And Otto made an appearance again, 3 down.
Yes.
Or maybe he wasn't supposed to make an appearance last time, but palindromic guy
was Otto. Yeah, we've been seeing Otto a lot.
Otto.
We've been seeing Otto a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Otto and Otto.
And you even more.
Yes. Because
you
use
it in place of Otto.
I've been hallucinating it in places where it doesn't belong. For those of you wondering about that, please listen to yesterday's episode and all will become clear.
Uh-huh.
60 down was just delightfully written. Replace IG with EG, EG. And the answer was edit. That, I thought, was the best clue.
Yeah,
just really rolled off the tongue there. I didn't understand 42 across, single numbers solely. I'm thinking maybe that's Italian or something?
No, that's...
music?
That's a plural for solo.
Okay.
If you have a number of people doing a solo performance, well, then they call it a solo.
Then they're not doing a solo performance if you have a number of people.
No, they're doing the individual performances. You have this soloist, then this soloist, then that soloist. It'd be
so loud. I wonder if they got together, they'd be a lot louder. But
it'd be a trio.
Maybe they don't want to do that. So, okay. Well, I thought this was a fine crossword.
Oh, yeah. It was very good.
5 squares on the Jam CR scale. And we have one brief bit of email.
Oh.
This was from Amy. And she writes in to say, Mike, thank you for your explanation on the theme for Wednesday's puzzle. As soon as you said each one with the correct inflection, it finally made sense. Missed you both last week. So glad you're back from vacation. Happy solving, Amy.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah, so thank you, Amy.
Yes, thank you.
We thank you for your thank you. And, it's amazing how a little bit of difference, like, let's see, it was actually.
Uh-huh, yes.
And I didn't even need to practice that.
Yes. Yeah,
so
that was great.
All right. And if anyone else wants to do what Amy just did and drop us a line, we're having a contest this week. Anyone who reaches out to us will be entered in a fabulous contest for a year's subscription to the New York Times Crossword. A tremendous value, especially if you get it for free if you win.
That's right.
So hopefully you'll be able to do that too. Again, mm-hmm. crosswordpodcast@icloud.com.
And we will not reveal your email or to any other vendors or whatever.
Well, except Facebook. Oh, no, just kidding. We will not reveal it to anybody whatsoever.
No, we won't.
We encrypt everything. We safely delete things afterwards.
That's right. Yes.
We are ultra secure as far as computing is concerned.
You don't even have to sign it. We will need to know your name in order to get your subscription.
Yeah, we probably just need an email address.
Oh, okay. Well, that'll work. That's all we need then.
Right. All right. Well, that is it for today. Tomorrow is Fun Fact Friday, so be sure and tune in for that. And we will be back again with that, as well as our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.